This episode of Pondering Nerdcast was brought to you by GamingRebellion.com. Join the community today at GamingRebellion.com, where it's more than just games.
Hey guys, what's up? And welcome to the Pondering Nerdcast. This is episode 70. And with me today is Nate Rowe.
What's up?
It is very early. We don't get this early.
It's early on a Sunday. Our schedules have been so weird lately that we're kind of all just we're adults. We have lives.
Go on trips. We have weddings to attend. Jobs.
Yeah, Alyssa everything. Is one of our usuals. Is in Disney World right now. So. Yep. A, congratulations, have fun. B, fuck you, because I wish I was in Disney World. Just kidding. We love you, Alyssa. We love you.
I've never gone, so it's like, I don't even know what it's like there to even, miss it.
I've never been either, but it's like, even as an adult, it's like this mythical place of happiness that, you're like, yeah, I want to go just to escape the fucking horribleness of the real world.
I'll probably have to, plan a year ahead because I hear it's so damn expensive. I'll probably be pissed if I just go there and, not do all the things I want to do.
You have to do the fucking, cheap family go. You have to stay at a hotel that's not in Disney World and then just buy the day passes that you want to actually go. Cause dude, if you try to, you're talking thousands of dollars to be able to go and stay in Disney World and then have full access to everything. Yeah, you're talking God forbid if you had kids. Oh shit, son.
That's why even then you really gotta plan ahead. Let me take out some money on my 401k, figure this out. But
I don't know though, as young single adults, man, especially into the nerd shit that we are, man, Disney World would be fun, but if I had the money to actually plan towards a vacation, man, I'd definitely pick something I was going to say San Diego Comic-Con, but I've just heard so many bad things about Comic-Con. It's just so overcrowded. You can't, literally miles from the fucking center, you're crowds walking, you know what I mean? And you're elbow to elbow with people. I don't know, maybe E3, I'd like to go to a big convention that's one of the bigger conventions, but not super huge. So maybe not even E3. Maybe GamesCon or fucking
BlizzCon is pretty popular.
Yeah, BlizzCon is speaking of, did you hear what Blizzard did for the guy who turned in the source code for the original StarCraft?
I think I saw a headline, but they gave him the game or something?
So what happened? Yeah, basically what happened, there was a guy who received, we'll have to find the article and put it in the sub notes so you guys can check it out, but there was a guy who, he had gotten a box, I can't remember if it was from a yard sale or something. Anyway, he stumbled upon the actual source code for the original StarCraft. So if you guys don't know what the source code is for a video game, it's basically the master key. If you have the source code to a game, you can manipulate the game for everyone who plays it. It is the master key. There's really no other description for it. It is the thing. And since it was technically his, he didn't have to, there is a lot of things he could have done with this source code. He could have very easily put StarCraft on a torrent so that everybody could have had it for free if they wanted it legally. He could have altered the source code so that the game was forever changed. Anyway, there's a lot of malicious things this guy could have done with it, and he chose, after a lot of debate in his head, talking with his friends and stuff, he chose to actually turn it into Blizzard. Blizzard originally contacted him back and said, we're going to give you We appreciate it. We're going to give you $250 of in-store Blizzard credit, and we're going to give you, I can't remember, it was some other physical goodies, you know, like, here you go. Which would have been good enough, right? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he gets another call from Blizzard saying, hey, do you want to go to BlizzCon? Have you ever heard of BlizzCon? And the guy was like, you know, BlizzCon is sold out literally before I can refresh the page. I've always wanted to go, but I can't, you know, I can't. And they said, you know what? You're coming to BlizzCon. We're going to pay all expenses. So this dude, for turning in the source code, got, like, Blizzard hooked this guy up. And I kind of just, the only reason I mentioned it is because we had said something about BlizzCon, so it kind of just rang the bell. But Blizzard is one of those companies, man, that, like, that's how you show love to a customer who is loyal enough to you to turn in source code. Like, that is, you know what I mean? Like, it is, I was just really impressed that Blizzard didn't just snatch it and, you know, say thanks and give him the bare minimum, you know what I mean? They're actually going to treat this guy pretty much like royalty, you know what I mean, for doing this. So I thought that was really cool. So if you can't get to BlizzCon, you can always just find source code.
That's the Easter egg hunt.
You know what I mean? Just start going and looking for source code at yard sales or attics or wherever the fuck these things lie dormant. I didn't even know that was a thing until this story came out. Like, I really didn't. I had no idea that there were these master keys to these games. And I would assume in games nowadays, it's probably more digital. It's probably more safeguarded. Because if you just put the map, like, it was just on a fucking disc, dude. Like, if you saw the disc, it just said StarCraft Master Source or whatever, and it was like, wow. It was just on a CD, and I was like, what? That really? Just
around, like,
they have crazy. A bunch of these Master Source CDs like in a vault somewhere that nobody else can get to. Like, like, probably. Why would you be dumb enough to put it on a CD? Anyway, whatever.
Probably. Who knows? But, sorry, that was my phone going off like an idiot. You never know.
Yeah, sorry, I went off on a tangent on that. But it was just, I thought it was impressive that Blizzard was going to do all of that for that guy.
No, I agree. I think that's a really cool story because, I mean, what are the odds of somebody finding that thing and, you know, getting hooked up like that? But, yeah, see, good things come to you when you do good, so.
Yeah, when you do the right thing,
You know, just do the right thing, and you never know what could come, man. People hook you up, you don't really, you know, quite know for sure, but, yeah, whatever. let's jump into some of our topics here. So, we're going to talk about, you know, it's going to be a short episode today, so we're going to talk a little bit about film. And the first one here is Deadpool. And I wouldn't really consider this a rumor, but it's, you know, it's been reported by Business Insider, and they're pretty on the up and up, you know? And so Deadpool might be getting a TV show, and it will be co-created by Donald Glover and Stephen Glover. So if you've seen Atlanta, which is his... you know, main show, then you probably get an idea of his creativity and sensibilities. I gotta say, I'm not sure. I mean, Donald Glover is like, he's like a huge nerd. So it's like, I don't know if this would be great or not. I mean, I like Donald Glover, but I don't know. Like, I don't know what his, I know he's like a geek. He likes comic books and stuff like that. But, I don't know. I really don't know what to really think. You know,
he's a nerd, but my initial thought when I first read this. Okay, first of all, we should like clarify. This is a Deadpool cartoon. This is not a live action. Yeah, this is not live action Deadpool. This is just a Deadpool cartoon. Because when I first saw the headline for this, and I thought live action. I thought they were doing a live action Deadpool, which for a TV series, which is it fucks with my head. No, it wouldn't be, man. Like that's what fucks with my head. At least in my mind, right? Like, Deadpool is a cool thing. We had something cool come out. We had this movie come out that is not like any of the other superhero movies. So it stood alone. It was, God, I can't even think of his name. Ryan Reynolds did a great job playing Deadpool, right? And you know, we have another Deadpool movie coming. We know that that's already being made. So when I read this headline, I was like, fuck, man, this is just the typical run it into the ground as hard as you can. Let's make every last fucking dollar off the current guy who is hot and funny and people like. And a cartoon, I'm a little more okay with, like, because the cartoon, honestly, I don't plan on watching it. You know, I'm sure there's some diehard Deadpool fans out there who will love this and who will like it. But I don't think a cartoon is so encroaching on the Deadpool name that it's going to deter from the second movie. Like, I was scared that they were going to bring out some live TV show. It was going to flop and it was going to seriously hurt Deadpool 2, the movie, you know. Plus, with Deadpool, we've seen how, you know, how vile he's supposed to be, really. You know what I mean? Like, he says some fucked up stuff. He kills people. You know what I mean? And if you tried to put it on a TV show that's on anything but HBO, it just wouldn't work. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't, like, he's a vile superhero, you know what I mean? Like, or anti-hero, yeah, or whatever. He's not, he's not a role model. So it was just weird. When I read it, I was thinking, oh my God. I was thinking, like, Insta, Netflix, live action shit alongside fucking Daredevil and Jessica Jones and shit. And I'm like, oh my God, no, don't do this to Deadpool. But like I said, I'm a little bit better with a cartoon. Cartoon could be fine, and I don't think it's going to hurt. Sense. Yeah, it does make more sense. And like you said, with Donald Glover having a hand in it, you know, he is a super big nerd, so it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with. I hope it's a cartoon that's for adults. Like, I hope it's an adult cartoon. It's not a... because it says TV series, but doesn't necessarily, it could mean it's just episodic, it's an episodic cartoon. Right. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be on, you know, cartoons for kids in the morning on Saturdays. You know, it could very well be an Adult Swim, you know, late night thing for adults, you know what I mean? Or,
Their stuff can be a little edgy sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, except when they're all on acid, then you don't know what the fuck is going on over there, Adult Swim. But yeah, I agree that if they're going to do this, do it on a network that can, like, actually showcase Deadpool. I think FXX might be able to pull that off. They have shows that are, like, really violent and really bloody. I know after a while when they release them on Netflix, they actually, because they film, from what I understand about FXX, is that they film their show completely with all the curses intact. It's just that they censor them when they come on national television, but once they put them on, like, on demand, it's all, you know, just whatever. You know, it's like, if it's R-rated, it's going to be R-rated. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's just, if you watch the Deadpool, like, and I guarantee you that when Deadpool actually hit, I don't know if any cable shows have been able to have Deadpool yet, but I guarantee you eventually Deadpool will be on cable. And
yeah, heavily just edited.
Like, I guarantee you the jokes just won't make sense, because they'll have to edit it so heavily that, so, like, it's just not gonna make sense, man. And yeah, I am weary of, you know, with a cartoon you have to have some sort of, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm thinking of violent, gory cartoons in my head, and I'm thinking Afro Samurai, and
or Spawn,
Spawn was old school. And you know, I would like to see them do right by Deadpool and keep it bloody and keep it vile. And, I hope they just don't turn him into this, you know. Because without him killing people and without him cursing, he's fucking, he's no better than Spider-Man making quips. You know, making smirky, like, that was Spider-Man's thing, was Spider-Man was a smart aleck. He was a teenager. He was this guy who, you know, while somebody was trying to destroy him, he's going to make some stupid little smirk like if Lizard threw a fucking electric antenna at him or something, he'd be like, ooh, that was shocking, you know, or some stupid shit like that. I just don't see fucking Deadpool doing that, you know what I mean? I don't see Deadpool, like, just making stupid smirks. I mean, that's what he does, but it's usually cursing, and it's usually right before he murders somebody, so...
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't want them to fuck it up, so...
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see if this comes to fruition, and we'll, you know... We'll do a review on it on our show. We're, you know, we'll be like, we're going to talk about it for 5 minutes, what we think. This is the review, and that's it. That's the official review. But we'll see what happens when this comes out. But anyway, moving on. Next topic here is about The Rock in the most peculiar position ever. It's not a movie. It's not wrestling. Although he may later smack it down. But he's considering a run for the White House. You know, usually we don't get too political on the show, but we're just thinking about it this way. The memes. And all the memes that Nate is going to create once this happens.
Okay, so just for reference, like what we were talking about before the show was, if The Rock became president... Just think of all the memes of, like, him laying the people's elbow on Kim Jong-un, or, you know, somebody's going to post Putin's head on somebody else as they're getting tossed from the top ropes. Like, I'm not even a wrestling fan, but you know that shit's coming, like, straight up. Also, I can't help but picture, like, if The Rock became president... I don't think he'd act like this, but I just think it's so funny. The same guy who played in, you ever see Be Cool?
Yes.
Like, where, yeah. You know that scene where he's in, like, okay, so if you haven't seen Be Cool, he plays this giant gay bodyguard, which is fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with either of those things, right? But it's just, the scene is so hilarious because he's, like, trying on these disco clothes, and he, like, smacks his ass while he's looking in the mirror, and he's like, ooh yeah, or some shit like that. I just, like, it would be so funny to go back and watch that movie and be like, that's our president. Which, in fairness, is way better than going back and watching any episode of The Apprentice and saying, that's our fucking president. God, that is our president. You know what I mean? As far as would he make a good president? Me and Lance had talked about before the show. We both think he would be a good diplomat. We think he's a good face guy. He's obviously got the face. He is an actor. That's kind of his bread and butter. He, from everything that we've seen about The Rock, I'm sure you could go searching and find something dirty, but he's not a guy that stays in scandal. He's not a guy... You would have to search pretty hard to find an instance where he was an active douche. He seems like a very personable guy. He seems like fans love him. He seems like a guy who is just easy to like, just easy to get along with. And my only concern was, you know, what the fuck does he know about politics? But, again, like I said before the show, what the fuck does Trump know about politics? Nothing. He's got people for that. So he's just the front guy. And if that's what Dwayne The Rock Johnson was going to try to do, you know, like, I would love to hear that. President Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Like, yes. We need a president that officially has... a nickname already, you know what I mean? That would just be hilarious to me. But I'd say fucking give Trump a run for his money. He will get the young vote. He'll get all the young people voting for him. And based on his policies, he could very easily, like, have...
overtake him.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I say go for it, Mr. Johnson. You got my vote, sir. I will totally vote for you. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't vote ever. So I will vote for you, sir, if you run.
Yeah, and according to this article, that apparently the vice chair of the NBC Universal says that he would back him. I was like, oh, that's cool. But my thing would be like, you know, because usually when they make a movie that involves the president of the United States in present day, they try to pick. Sometimes they try to pick actors who like represent the current president, or sometimes they just go totally differently. Just imagine who they would try to pick to like represent the fictional, you know, character of President Johnson.
The Rock playing The Rock.
It's like, it'd be like the first sitting president of the movie.
No, I mean, he'd obviously be so busy that he wouldn't be like anybody. It's the same with Trump, right? It's not like we hear Trump is making some new episode right now or some new show right now. Like, he's too busy. The motherfucker, he's too busy whether he wants to be or not. Like, he doesn't have time to do anything else. And that's the only part that concerns me is, you know, like an actor or somebody who's never been in politics his whole life. I mean, I honestly have no idea how politically active Dwayne Johnson is, but he's definitely not like, it's not like he was ever running for Congress or mayor or any other type of seat, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how he would be received or whatever, but I say fuck it, man. Chris Rock said something about running for president, you know what I mean? So, like, put Chris Rock versus The Rock. Make that the two choices. And that's what I say. Like, you know what I mean? Fuck it. You know, let it be that Chris Rock is the vice president. You know what I mean? Like, we got The Rock, President The Rock, and then Vice President Chris Rock. That would be fucking insane.
I love it. I like it. I think that would be awesome. But you know, if he does run, good luck. If he doesn't, you know, I'll be disappointed. But you know, whatever. We'll see what happens with that whole thing. But yes, you know, hopeful. Let's hope. It'd be funny. But anyway, moving on to some gaming news here. Now, Nate, you've played Destiny. I don't know if you still play it or not. No, but
I do not still play it. But yes, I played the shit out of the first one.
So, there, you know, part two has been announced. There's been, like, several trailers so far. And now there's gameplay that's out. Except I couldn't really find the gameplay in their article. I was like, wait, am I missing something? But what do you think about this part two? Like, I still haven't played it. It's funny. Mickey asked me about Destiny. And I was like, I don't even think it's even worth getting it now because we're so far behind. It's like,
yeah,
it wouldn't make sense.
It's definitely, well, no, I mean, you could pick up Destiny and after, I don't know how much it would be these days to get all the DLC. I'm sure there's some digital deluxe package or some shit, but let's say theoretically you bought the digital deluxe package. You and Mickey could totally sit down and play and get through the story and shit like that, but
it'll be fine.
Yes, you will have missed quite a bit. You'll definitely progress a lot different than the people who originally started out, you know, just because of the level curve, and you have to, yeah. Basically, I think Destiny 2, I really don't see it being much different than the first one. I don't know. I haven't read into Destiny 2. So take this with a grain of salt, everything that I'm about to say. But my personal belief is that, as with most shooters, it's just going to be, you know, it'll be Destiny, but just with a little couple more goodies that everybody's ever, you know, wanted for Destiny or whatever. I don't see it being something that's groundbreaking like when they first brought out Destiny. You know, when Destiny first came out, their claim to fame was that Destiny was supposed to be this ever-growing game, that it was going to, they were just going to keep you know, Destiny going for 10 years. And and it was just, yeah, like their original claims were that this was going to be a game that was just going to keep going and going and going and going. And we don't need to make a Destiny 2 because this is, you know what I mean? And eventually they obviously figured out, okay, well, yeah, we're not going to make money if we just keep doing it like this because people have lost interest. So let's just make part two. People will buy part two. And, yeah, I hope it's a good game, but at the same time, it is just a, you know, like, I have a feeling that everything that they're doing with Destiny 2, they could have just put in as an extra, as a set of DLCs for the original, but they want the money, man. That's just, I mean, that's, it's sad, but that's true. Like, that's what they want. They want the money. They got to pay their employees, and people were losing interest in Destiny, man. Destiny has dropped. Its numbers have dropped off because it's just an older game now. So people are playing the new hot shit. And
Overwatch.
well, Overwatch or Battlefield 1 or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things out there, you know, in the market, and to play this old game that just has some new DLC coming out and stuff, it just loses its flair after a while. Like, really, the only people that are really playing Destiny right now are A, newcomers who found it really cheap, or B, people who have played it forever, and that's just their game. There's very few of those in-betweeners who just, you know, they play it off and on. Like, those, I think those people are kind of out of the market up for it for right now, you know what I mean? And then when you get Destiny 2 out, you'll bring those people back in for a little while. So,
yeah.
Will I buy it? Fucking probably, because I'm a sucker like that. But, and I like shooting loot. I mean, the shooting loot is a great formula. It works for a lot of games. But, you know, I'm not impressed. Am I impressed by it? No. I thought the trailer was funny because the differences in the, I don't know if you've seen the trailer where the two commanders are like talking. You know what I mean? And it's going to be, So I thought that was kind of funny where he was like, his name is, and it switches to the other guy, Gary or Gerald, or it started with a G. I thought that one was really cool, but, you know, yeah, I mean, it goes to show that they're going to keep some humor in it, which is cool. And they're not taking themselves too seriously, which is pretty cool. It wasn't it was a serious trailer, but not a super serious trailer. So yeah, I don't know, man. I'm still out on it. We'll see. When they get fucking demos going and shit like that, we'll see if it's much different than the first one. I just don't see it being much different, man. They need to be bringing the A game to impress me, I guess. And it's not like they're trying to impress me individually, but it's, you know, I just don't see it being much different. So they need to do some shit to step it up from Destiny 1 if they want to make an impact with, you know, a fresh game.
Yeah, because it's just looking at this, like, I'm looking at IGN's breakdown of like 10 things they want to improve upon. It just kind of blows my mind the amount of shit that's in this game. I don't mean shit in a bad way, just like, whoa, that is crazy. it's like they have like offline shit where you can like manage your equipment, your weapons and stuff like that. I mean, it looks like a fun game, but I get, you know, if I do pick up Destiny 1, just to get familiar with the whole concept and how it works. I'll probably just play just story mode and just go through that and like not do anything else until Destiny 2 comes out. If I like it, that is. But I mean, I get what you're saying. And I didn't know that they made a claim for a 10-year run for one game. I was like, I don't think that would work out too well. Unless you
That was their original thing, was like they were trying to, at the time, they were trying to be unlike every other game that was, you know, they'd make a game. Like, when Destiny first came out, you're talking about the days where, you know, Black Ops Zombies was still a big thing, and yet Call of Duty was bringing out a new game every year, and you know, so it was coming into a market where customers of their customer base was very used to picking up the new game every year or picking up, you know, whatever. And so Destiny's train of thought was, well, you don't have to pick up a new game every year. You know what I mean? And which was a fucking lie, because it would just be, you would have to pick up the newest DLC every 6 months. But, you know, their claim to fame was, we're going to make this game that's ever changing, that, you know, the universe expands and evolves and blah, 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 you know what I mean? And we've come to see that that was full of shit, man. You know, like, what really put me out on Destiny was, they had a giant, what they called, you know, they had this DLC come out called The Taken King, which was supposed to be, at least they said before The Taken King came out, that this will be the size of the original game. Like, you're buying a DLC that's basically doubling the size of the game. And so I was fucking hyped, man. And no, that was an outright lie. That was a fucking lie, dude. Like, there, it was one extra planet got added. Granted, it was the planet itself was a little bit bigger than some of the other planets that we had seen previously. Doesn't fucking matter, man. Like, we had 5-6 planets that we had already plowed through to get here, and this one planet that was just a little tad bigger was not impressive enough. They did add a bunch of endgame stuff and raids and stuff like that, but not even when the initial DLC dropped. This was weeks and weeks later while they were still preparing stuff. So yeah, man, like, I've been lied to by Destiny. not enough that I'm like, fuck you, but at the same time, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to get hyped over some announcement. Like I said, they really just need to do something to bring me back in as a customer. If they want, they need to have some hook with this game that's like, you can't get this on any other fucking, on any other game. You need to come play this, you know?
Yeah. Don't make promises you can't keep. Pretty much.
Exactly.
I guess we'll see with part two how that plays out. Maybe even better. You never know. But anyway, moving on to our last topic here. See, I told you it's going to be a short show. This last one, unless you are a game journalist or you just follow video gaming news and stuff like incessantly, then you would know about the two consoles that are supposed to be better than its predecessor, like iterations on the other. So the PlayStation 4 Pro and the Project Scorpio. So this article claims that a lot of people don't even know they exist. And, you know, I'm sure this would lead to like poor sales with this sort of thing, because when you look at the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 4 Pro, they don't physically look that different from the other. So it's, you know, it's just that one costs more than the other. And I can see like a mother going in, or father, whoever, going in to buy their latest console for their son or daughter, and they're just going to ask the question, like, why does this one cost more than the other one? They're probably just going to pick up the cheaper one anyway, because it's like, Because to the person who doesn't care or like doesn't pay attention to this stuff all the time, you know, how do you even remedy that? And even Project Scorpio is not even out yet. And it's like, and I feel like maybe for the first time, the pro versions or the extra step above isn't going to work for them financially as a company, for both Microsoft and Sony. In my opinion, because I feel like their advertising for them is a little rough and all over the place and just not good, you know?
Will diehard console fans buy them? Yes. But is it viable enough, like, to keep putting out these? Like, I've said it a lot, man, that eventually they're just not going to be able to put out consoles anymore, eventually. Because eventually there's just no way that consoles on a long-term business scale will be able to compete with PCs that will be changing so rapidly in 20 years. You can't put out a console and then put out another one, you know, a month later. because you as a company are not built to produce stuff that fast, and B, they're just the original customers are gonna feel fucked. Like, if I bought a PS4 and then the next month they were like, the PS4 Pro 4. You know what I mean? It was like, what? Jesus! You know, like, I would feel gypped, and I'd feel like somebody else has a system better than mine. And, you know, yeah. No, eventually they're just not going to be able to do this. Like, it was at the end of the 360 life cycle that they started coming out with, like, the newer 360s, right? So, like, you know, it's... Yeah, man. I don't see this as a super smart move. I mean, the PS4 and the Xbox One have been out now for at least a few years, a couple years, two or three years. I'm not 100% sure. But I still feel like it's too early to have these consoles. Like these consoles are now like the mid life cycle. And it's like, no, why? No, stop it. Stop it. Like, the original, people were still pushing the original 360s graphics to the limit until the day it died, you know? Yeah. And, no, I'm just not a fan of these intermediate consoles that are coming out, so.
Yeah, I don't, like, it just feels rushed to me. Like, it just seems like, okay, here's a slightly better one, and I'm like, that's cool, I guess. And also, it costs maybe twice more. So, I agree with you. It doesn't feel in the right timeline right now. It just seems a little odd hack. It feels like they were like, oh, well, this is what we really meant to put out, but we couldn't because of XYZ reasons.
We couldn't because we were greedy bastards and we wanted to get out something 2 years ago that we could have been producing until now. But, because we had to have a competitor, right?
Yeah, so. Pretty much. It's like... I'm like, okay, it's cool, I guess, but come on.
I will say that is one, you know what, I never thought about it until now, but I'll at least give it to Nintendo that, you know, well, no, that's not true at all. I was going to say that they didn't come out with like a Wii U Pro or fucking, you know, some shit, but there's always a new 3DS that's unnecessary. It's like, this is the 3DS XL Slim thing, you know, it's like this is a new one, guys. Yeah. And I only think that's because in Japan, like, people carry, you know, Game Boys like they carry phones here in America, you know, so I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Whatever. Stop it. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Or at least just wait. God damn. Like, you know, this would have been better at the end cycle of their consoles, you know, and it probably would have saved them a ton of money too.
If
you
know, I was gonna say, put all your resources into better games for your
system, like overall OS or just connectivity. Like, build your system, you know, build your community, you know, like, come on.
Whatever. Like, money, like, money. That's what rules the world.
Yeah. You heard it here first. We think it's a mistake. But who knows? We might be proven wrong. But, you know, we'll see. Are you going to buy the PS4 Pro? Or have you already done it? Or are you going to buy the Project Scorpio? Or whatever it's going to call. I don't know. Xbox 1000? They should call it that, you know, after how. But whatever. But anyway, let's bring the show to a close today. You know... If you want to hear more of our podcasts, like the past ones, or keep up with all the new ones that are coming out, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music Play. Someone told me that I've been saying the name wrong for Google, but you get what I'm saying. Just look for Pondery Nerdcast. You'll find it. But also check us out on GameRebellion.com. That's where you find pretty much all our, you know, our very most, like, a chunk of our recent episodes there. They have a great community there. There are other podcasts on there as well. You know, definitely check them out. Give us some love over there. We appreciate that immensely, you know, because it's great.
Honk if you're horny. in the background.
Yes, it's Sunday morning in New York City.
Yeah.
That's what people
rustle and bustle of the city. It wouldn't feel right if we didn't have. Yeah, it no, brings us to no. reality. Yeah, but anyway.
But anyway, guys, we really appreciate you guys for listening. Until the next episode, see you there. Bye for now.
Later, three seashells for life.